From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. A quick note before we begin. Today's episode of the podcast deals with death, so if you or anyone you're listening with feels like that might sound a little too much like every other day's news, and you think you may find it repetitive or even boring, we here at OPR understand and would urge you to just go back and listen to yesterday's episode again instead. Unless it's about death, too, I don't really remember. But let's face it, it probably is. You know what? Forget what I said. You're just going to have to suck it up and get used to hearing more about people dying. Back with plenty of that right after this. Gruesome new details out of Pleasant Grove, Utah, where this week police have discovered the two bodies of a bee and a man allergic to bees, both dead in an apparent murder-suicide. OPR investigative reporter Marcy Hammond joins me now to fill us in on this tragic story. Marcy Dish.
Well, Leslie, the scene was absolutely horrific. The bodies of 45-year-old Pleasant Grove resident Gary Shipman and the 98-day-old honeybee were found in Shipman's backyard by a neighbor. According to reports, Shipman's body was completely swollen from anaphylaxis, and the murder weapon, a poison stinger, was located still in the man's arm. Mm-mm. The insect's body, on the other hand, was completely severed in half. Its entrails spilled onto the ground. I spoke to Detective Dale Grayson, who is leading the investigation.
We believe Gary Shipman was in the middle of eating lunch at his outdoor patio table when the incident occurred. At some point, the altercation turned violent, and Mr. Shipman attempted to defend himself with a rolled-up newspaper, which was found lying on the ground near his body. However, the honeybee ended up stabbing Mr. Shipman, who then went into anaphylactic shock and died. The bee, possibly realizing what he had done and seeing no way out, tore its body away from Shipman's with the full knowledge that doing so would cause its barbed stinger to get stuck and rip its abdomen in half. The bee was killed almost instantly.
Just tragic. Marcy, how did things get to this point? Did the victims know each other?
Well, Captain Grayson did note it was possible as there were no signs of forced entry, but wasn't able to confirm that. I did speak with some of Shipman's neighbors, however, who say they've seen the bee around the neighborhood on numerous occasions.
I know I saw that man swatting away a bee that was trespassing on his property the other day. He was screaming and cursing. I'm not sure if it was the same bee. I couldn't see its face. All I know is that they're both getting pretty aggressive. And the bee didn't leave until the man turned on the sprinkler.
So there could have already been some bad blood between the two. Is there any chance Gary Shipman's murder was premeditated?
It's a possibility, but the bee would have had to have known that Shipman was deathly allergic to bee venom for the death to be considered intentional. Police instead suspect a robbery gone wrong. Mr. Shipman had an open soda can on the patio table that they think the bee could have been going for. They theorize that the bee saw an opportunity, took it, and that one decision led to both their deaths.
See, and people tell me I'm being paranoid when I see a bee and immediately put my hand over my beverage.
Still, some residents defend the bee's actions and think that Shipman may have been the first to attack. Like local entomologist Jamal Greenberg, who specializes in bee behavior.
I just don't buy this story. Bees rarely get violent unless defending their hive or in a situation where their own life is threatened. Stinger violence for bees is always a last resort.
Well, that just sounds like victim blaming to me. So where do things go from here?
Well, police have yet to inform the honeybee's family of the incident. Most officers are too afraid to go near the insect's home, and several have already been chased away from the hive.
Ooh.
But once they do, I'm sure they'll have more information on what exactly happened in this sad, sad case.
Extremely juicy reporting. Thank you, Marcy. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond. Back in a moment.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day. Zara
Larson. Casper Lee.
And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
With so many tragic news stories like that last one, the world can seem like a pretty bad place sometimes. Here are three more specific examples of that. The Republican National Convention gets underway tonight, and it seems Donald Trump may finally have a location to accept the party's nomination. The RNC has finalized plans to host a rescheduled, downsized version of the convention on the outdoor patio of a local Twin Peaks. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel called the decision to hold this year's convention at the restaurant a, quote, safe and necessary choice to ensure cheap drinks and good times are had by all. And with many Americans continuing to struggle under the financial uncertainty brought on by the coronavirus pandemic, Congress is stepping up today to help those in need. Members of the House and the Senate unanimously approved plans to send unemployed Americans 40 million boxes of saltwater taffy from their summer vacation. And bad news for movie lovers. Just days after reopening, AMC has announced they'll be immediately reclosing their doors due to a 7-year-old who puked all over the movie theater chairs after eating too many Sour Patch Kids. These uncertain times require sacrifice from all of us. You gotta learn to pace yourself, little man. No word yet on when the theater chain will be reopening. And that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, well, then I'm happy for you. But unfortunately, there just aren't any other podcasts about grisly murders out there for you to listen to. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but hey, at least you got to listen to this one. Why not show your appreciation and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast? And if you're a parent of a child who isn't returning to school this fall, you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's episode, where we'll have some great family-friendly activities to keep your kids engaged while they're at home, so you and the old lady can slip out into the garage and go to town on each other. You won't want to miss it. I'll see you next time.